from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. We head out to the Cleveland, Ohio area right now. Texans, their third and final practice before heading up to Pittsburgh to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. We are joined by Texans sideline reporter and founder of FootballTakeover.com, John Harris, joining us. Johnny, it sounded like the elements were an issue yesterday with rain. What's it looking like? Set the scene for us there today in the last practice.
Let me, John, preface it differently than Sean did, which is how the hell is rain an issue for it annoys me. It annoys me that this team now for 2 years has issues with the rain.
Well, technically the rain didn't happen until after practice. So they got their practice done with no rain. So it was not an issue during practice. And
Sloan said the ball was getting slippery.
Well, you know, it was interesting because the ball was slippery yesterday. The footing was not great. Guys were kind of going around. The field was wet, but there was no rain during practice. But you know how that is, Seth. The field, it may not have got rain, but there's been rain every day since we've been up here. So the field was pretty saturated. And so guys were slipping a little bit, and so obviously the follow up was, yeah, there was the ball probably got a little bit wet, but you know, the real rain and the tornado didn't come until later. Literally, the tornado was blowing through as Mark and I were doing our show, our 6 o'clock show, Texans All Access. The tornado was coming through. We got a text from Football Ops saying, "Hey, get away from all windows! A tornado is going through." And I looked outside and looked exactly like the derecho that went through my neighborhood back in May. It was just like, my God, can the weather stop? So, yeah. Are there any other falsehoods that we need to put to rest that popped up on Twitter yesterday? Like, you know, somebody went to the hospital in an ambulance and all that kind of stuff. Because it seemed like there was some false reporting going on from things up here in Ohio.
It was okay. So Bobby Slowick falsely reported the rain. So I guess we put that to rest. Yep. That Bobby Slowick was the bad media in that situation.
Bad meteorologist is what he is.
Yeah, yeah. And then Titus Howard, I guess the way I understand it, somebody had said he was carted off the field. It seems like that might be literally correct because guys were riding carts away from the facility. But, yeah, the way it was framed, it made it sound like Titus Howard might have had a much more drastic injury than what was it, though? Because he did leave practice, okay. Did he not?
Okay, so I'm going to get into one of my pet peeves here. And this is one of them. I know Sean writes his down. So, Sean, get your pen ready.
Okay, I just did, yeah.
And write this down.
Okay.
If you weren't at the scene, don't report it. Repost it from somebody else. So there were only 5 media members from Houston, and I don't tweet about anything of practice. I just write about things that happen in my Harris Hits, which you should go read at HoustonTexans.com.
Yep.
So I start seeing Twitter accounts that I know for a fact had no, they were not on site in Ohio saying that Titus was carted off. No. Titus had some sort of issue after one-on-ones. I don't know what it was. He walked over to the trainers. He went in the blue tent for a second. He walked out. They determined it probably wasn't best for him to go into practice. And so he got on a golf cart because university school's got all kinds of elevation and it's a long walk back to the locker room. So he hopped in a golf cart with one of our security guys and took the ride back to the locker room. But he got carted off.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that. So one, the whole cart off situation. Everybody pretty much goes off on a cart for the most part, if there's any kind of injury, et cetera. So if you weren't there, then say per somebody that was there, this person was hurt. They quote them exactly the people that were there. He was not carted off. And all of a sudden this becomes a big story. I'm like, what's going on? Report if you were there. If you were there, report it. If you saw him lay down on a cart because you were at practice, then report it. If not, then you repost the people that were there because you sound like an idiot when you report on something that wasn't there.
Can you confirm that he didn't have his leg amputated yesterday?
Yeah, Johnny, can you give us something
have
here?
Have you seen him with two legs?
But Seth, I'm not reporting that. I'm not reporting that he had both legs amputated and a left hand. I did not report that.
Sean Harris joining us. All right, Johnny, so I've got a new note on my phone. I've got my note for my pet peeves. I just opened one up for you. So let's populate that note throughout the season here. Hey, John Harris, Texan sideline reporter, joining us. It sounded like from tweets that we read and Harris hit reports and whatnot that Derek Stingley Jr. had another really good day yesterday. How awesome was Stingley yesterday? Were all the reports we saw of the two picks, did the two picks match the magnitude that we read about them, where he picked off one that would have been a pick six off of CJ, and then he picked off a 50-50 ball to Nico off of CJ?
Yeah, I think the 50-50 ball was, I don't know, both of them were really, really cool because it kind of encapsulates everything that Sting is. And I said this to Mark, and Mark brought it up last night too. And I always make sure that I bring this up because Sting is a physical freak. Like the things that we see him do on a field, and I've said this too about Sting, I think he's got the best hands on the team. And I think the way he can go up and snatch the football out of the air, I mean, it's like a wide receiver. And in fact, his last year at LSU, there was talk about him playing receiver before he got hurt and then had surgery and ended that season. But the first interception he had, you know, it was a go route by Nico. He read it perfectly. He was in phase. And so there was no way that Nico could even get to the ball. And so when you say, you know, Sean, you said 50-50 because that's kind of the way we describe it. But it really wasn't, because there was no way Nico was going to go over Sting to get the football, because Sting had basically blocked him out. You know, in basketball, I mean, I was 6 foot. I had to block out dudes that were as tall as 7 feet at some point. And there's just a body control you learn to make sure that you keep that person on your hip, where even though that guy's a foot taller than you, you're going to go get that rebound. And that's kind of the way Stingley was able to play that perfectly with his body control. Nico had no chance to make that catch. He makes the interception. And then, of course, Sting, in a kind of a funny moment, he just kind of took the ball when he got up and he flung it back at the offense. Like, what y'all doing? Y'all trying me?
That's so awesome.
He has that pick. And then last drill of the day was a situation, minute 10 on the clock, down three, got to drive. You know, the whole thing that goes to the end of game, end of half situation. And the first throw was on the right side, offensive right side, defensive left, right on our sideline, Tank running the out route. And it looked like it was a switch release, so he kind of switched and Andy back. Stingley never fell for it. He jumped the route and picked it off. And that, to me, was all about football IQ. He knew exactly what they were trying to do. He knew they had to get to the sideline. And he played. He played it smart. He knew it. And he went and jumped it. And that would have been a route that, you know, you see all the time, the out route where the DB jumps in front, snatches it, nobody's in his way. The receiver's running out to the sideline, so he's got no momentum. And then it's just a race between the quarterback and the defensive back to the end zone. That's what Sting did. And I say this with those two picks, that definitely would have been a pick six. Those two have just been kind of symbolic of what he's done, emblematic of what he's done in camp. He's been really good in camp. Now, I thought Clint brought up a good point. I hadn't really thought about it this way. But the first few days of camp, there were a couple times where Nico went deep on Sting, and I think maybe Diggs did too. I don't know. there were a couple guys that got behind him a couple times, and CJ hit some deep balls, etc. Said, but after the fight, Stingley has been just phenomenal, and I thought, you know what, the timing's about right. I do think, in addition to that, you get to that point in camp where you've seen the same route over and over and over again. It's the same offense. It's the same thing. You're working some similar situations. And you just use your smarts to say, okay, I've seen this route. I've watched this route a bunch. And Sting's really smart. So I think you start to reach that point in camp where you know what's coming. But I think that the brawl or whatever was started, and by the way, you know, Stephon Diggs and Jimmy Ward were throwing hands. Well, it was reported by people that weren't there that that happened. But Derek Stingley was right in the middle of that, and he was one who went after Dalton Schultz, and it was almost like it flipped Sting's switch of whatever that is, and he just went to a different level from that point. So he has been exceptional. And we know from what he did last year against the Browns, which is something D'Amico Ryan said, we don't travel our corners. We don't travel our corners. We don't travel our corners. All of a sudden, in the playoff game, we're traveling Derek Stingley, and he's shutting down Amari Cooper. So to have that weapon, to have that ace in your hand, to be able to play it when you need to against a CeeDee Lamb, you know, receiver of that caliber, Sting's probably going to travel with Justin Jefferson a little bit too, I would imagine. So there's going to be those things and those receivers that he can do that against, and you have that ability to do that because you have Derek Stingley, and he's just gotten better. Now, as you guys know, as we finish every sentence with Derek Stingley, if he's healthy, mm-hmm. just stay healthy, and the guy can end up being, I think, the best corner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
League.
John, tell me if this sounds right to you or not. I worry sometimes when people see reports of multiple interceptions in a practice or anything, or any CJ Stroud interception. It feels like this year in camp that there's times where CJ has thrown interceptions or incompletions where it's almost like at the end of a play where it would have been a sack or maybe everything's broken down, but CJ's kind of like, all right, well, let's get something out of this rep. And he just kind of throws a low probability ball that he wouldn't throw in a game.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, Seth. I think there's a lot of that you're trying to do. Get something out of that particular rep. And sometimes in training camp, you know, we talk to the guys a lot, you know, guys that are in their second and third year, you know, they're trying some things. You know, we talked to Will Anderson before. I think it was probably a few days in the camp, and he's like, you know, I'm working on certain things. And so those things seem to be working because he seemed to be getting the quarterback all the time. But, you know, the guys are working on some things, and, you know, they want to, you know, for CJ, it might be, you know, spreading the wealth out, you know, making sure he's reading the defense, seeing what it is. And I also think that, you know, CJ doesn't have his full offensive line in front of him, but he's also used to doing that. He's not had his offensive line in front of him every single snap that he's taken. And there were a few times, especially back home, where the last couple of days before we left, the defense was just so dominant that it was hard to get, you know, any throw off. So, yeah, there's some times and you see him do some things. Like he had a throw Monday. Yeah, yesterday. What's today? Wednesday. Yeah. So Monday where he's out of the pocket, it's probably a throw where he would have run the ball, but he was just trying to get out of dodge, and he just decided to flip it back to somebody. And Azeez El-Shaarawy was standing right there and picked it off. And then that's definitely a throw where you go, okay, he's probably running that ball, or he's throwing that thing away. He's got such a good knack for that. So I feel like there are some things he's working on. So I don't get all hot and bothered about interceptions and all that kind of thing. Because there's some things he's working on. There's some receivers he's working with that he might not be working with in the regular season, whatever the case might be. So I don't get all frustrated with that. But there, you know, Sting made a couple of great plays. Sometimes you get beat by really great players. And Sting has a propensity to do that. And keep in mind, last training camp, CJ wasn't facing Sting every single rep. You know, he was before we went to week two. I think the Dolphins, I don't think he had been named the starting quarterback at that point. So he was taking the first 10 days, probably half the reps against the second team. So he's seeing Sting every single throw. And I think that is an absolute dude that he's facing every single time. So you kind of throw all those factors in. You don't worry about it. You don't really worry about it. And hopefully we'll see CJ on Friday night against the Steelers and in a game situation. Hopefully he's taking some of those lessons he's got in camp and applying them. He'll take care of the football like he always has.
John Harris, Texan sideline reporter, footballtakeover.com. Johnny, you guys off to Pittsburgh when? Today, tomorrow, what's the plan?
Tomorrow we got practice over at University School today. Mm-hmm. And then we bus to Pittsburgh on Thursday, and then play the game Friday.
Yeah, awesome.
Ooh, taking a bus to the game.
That's old school. Oh, cool.
The yellow buses will pick. Oh no, not the yellow buses.
No,
they're nice, comfortable buses.
Awesome if you guys took actual school buses to Pittsburgh for training camp.
Yeah. Like when supposedly Deshaun Watson went to the Jags game in a van.
Yeah,
and it turned out it was like a luxury motor coach. Dress it up a little bit. Yeah. I like the yellow school bus idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't like the yellow school bus idea because I'll be on that bus for 1:45, so I'll be happy with the buses that we take. But yeah, the Deshaun van from 2018 was definitely not a yellow school bus. That's for sure.
Houses 15. Yeah, is his van.
Yeah.
His van that houses 15 people and stops at steakhouses along the way. Yeah. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with Texan sideline reporter John Harris. You can get his Harris hits later on today from today's practice. It's the best summary you're going to find of things that went on out of Texans practice. It's at HoustonTexans.com. Just search Harris hits, and it brings you to all of them. If you want to binge Harris hits from throughout training camp and get all caught up, it's all right there in one spot. Johnny, safe travels. We'll catch up with you about today's practice tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, boys. Sounds great. See you tomorrow.
See ya. Bye. Yep. Thanks. John Harris joining us here. Hopefully whatever's ailing his phone fixes itself between
now and
tomorrow.
It sounds like we're following. It was like the waves on an ocean with the audio on that. Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, here's what they're going to say next.
I got to let Johnny know about that.
All right, I can't hear him. Oh!
yeah, it's a roller coaster, man.
So DJ Bienname yesterday, who was on site, had tweeted out, Howard has left practice on a cart.
Yeah.
That was the and it turns out Bobby Slowick is fake news, apparently.
About
Bobby
the rain.
Bobby Slowick explained that the rain is an issue and the balls were getting slippery, but John saying that it didn't even actually start raining until after the offense already had a crappy practice.
Yeah, I got to go back and listen if he said the footing was an issue or the rain was an issue.
He's saying we don't deal with a lot of rain and
elements, maybe. Man, Slowick, step your game
maybe
up.
Maybe it was a kind of, you know what? Slowick having been in San Francisco, I think maybe defines rain differently than John.
Maybe.
Because Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, there's times where it's raining, but it just feels more like, I'm stuck out at sea in the fog. It's a misting.
There's a perpetual mist over that whole part of the country what it is.
Yeah. All right. So maybe that's what Slowick calls rain.
Let's circle back to the Astros. The reasons why I think last night's Astros game is something that if the Astros are going to make a run, you need to get used to. One big milestone for the Astros that got hit over the last couple days, too, that kind of flew under the radar that impacts this season and next season. We'll tell you what that was coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.